Good evening and hope you had an awesome day. So today honestly was a real treat. It was almost like a dream come true for me. There was a big tzaddik in town in Toronto, Rav Moshe Weinberger, someone who I've been studying from for years. And to be honest, attribute so much of who I'm becoming to his hadracha, his guidance. The day was unbelievable. First, at our shul, we had the merit of hosting four different high schools throughout the city to come together to hear Rav Weinberger speak. His words took us all places that we needed to go. And then over 250 students broke into some of the most beautiful singing and dancing together, four different schools, but one united Jewish people. It literally brought tears to my eye. And then tonight, in another shul, over 400, maybe 500 people came out to hear Rav Weinberger. And once again, his talk warmed, illuminated us. And then it closed by breaking out with once again some of the most labedic singing and dancing. Now, to be honest, it's not hard, but rather it's impossible to describe the sheer spiritual ecstasy that was felt and the depth and beauty of the words that the Rav shared. But I want to share with you one little idea that I believe contributes to why the experience of being with Rav Weinberger is so special. You know, I once heard that the real power of a tzaddik, a righteous person, is that when they look at you, they look at you in a way that changes the way you look at yourself. Their love, their warmth, their understanding, when they look at you, make you look at yourself and believe in yourself with that same love, warmth, and understanding. You know, often people in the world look at us with judgment. We look at ourselves with judgment. We try to size each other up and don't really even look at us all that much with any interest. But a tzaddik, one of those special few people you meet, when they look at you, but really look at you, they're looking at your neshama, your soul, reminding you that Hashem only gives pure souls and ones that have so much potential and purpose and beauty. And they look at you with such genuine belief in that, that they restore your belief in yourself as well. You know, we should all be blessed to have Rebbes in our lives that do that for us and for us to grow to be the types of people that can do that for others as well. You know, just like the famous line by Rav Tzadok in Tzidkas Tzadik, he says that just as a person needs to believe in God, after that, a person needs to believe in themselves as well. Rav Moshe Weinberger just came to Toronto for less than 24 hours and is leaving over 800 Jews here, remembering that God created, loved, and believes in each and every one of them, and that in turn, we have to remember to believe in ourselves as well. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.